Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's another day that the Lord has kept us in. Kept us with our minds stayed on Him in spite of all the chaos and the confusion and the tyranny and just everything that's happening in this nation around about us. We thank God tonight for His goodness and His mercy and His grace and for keeping us. We just thank Him because He's worthy of all the honor, glory, and the praise on today. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me, for keeping me, for delivering me, and for setting me free. And He whom the Son set free is free indeed on tonight. Aren't you glad about it on today? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank and praise You for Your goodness and Your mercy and grace. We ask that You would just minister to us in a special way. We thank You for keeping us and our families all during this week, oh God. We just thank You, oh God, for Your angels that encamps around about us. We thank You for being closed in our right mind, blood running warm in our veins, activities of our limbs. We just thank You, oh God. We pray for every listener tonight, oh God, that You will minister to them in a special way. Stop their deaf ears that they may hear in this last hour. You said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. We just thank God on tonight for His goodness, as I say, and His mercy and grace, and just sparing us and keeping us another day. You know, some that was here on last week is not here on today, and even some that rose up this morning and at the end of the day be gone, you know. So we take nothing for granted, but we give His name the glory and the praise on today. I just thank Him every time I have an opportunity to say, Lord, search me. That's what I want to say. Search me, Lord. It's another day. He allowed us to see and get it right on today. Repent every day. You know, sometimes you've done things or said things unbeknown to yourself. You may have hurt somebody's feeling on today or just said something and just responded in a negative way. So on today, we ask that you would just ask God to search you every day. Because as we can see in this nation, I tell you, there's so much going on and just seem like everything that's turned upside down and inside out. What was good is evil. What was evil is now good. So, you know, it's just so much. Like on day to day, we hear bad things. There's a lot of bad news every day. You hear young people as well as old are leaving here. You know, and violence is still in the land. But we thank God that Jesus is still here. His presence is still in the earth. And we thank God for that on today. And we thank God for those saints that are still yet holding on and still standing in the gap for you. You know, somebody prayed for you, praying for you, even when you don't even realize, you know, that, you know, God and somebody praying for you and holding back the hands of death over your life on today. So tonight we'll be coming from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to talk about, you know, why this nation is in the shape that it is in is because of disobedience. This nation, oh my God, is all behind being disobedient, you know. It's just like the Bible said, train up your child in the way that he should go, so when he get old, shall not depart from it, you know, won't leave you. But I'm just going to start right here at Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6. Be skipping through tonight, but anyway, it says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Where the word should be? In your heart. As we can look around today, oh my goodness, it seems that everybody will forget what God has done for you, how he brought you out. You know, you should never forget what God has done for you and how he set you free from the hands of the enemy. And those of you that's not free, he wants to set you free on tonight. And it says, and thou shalt teach them diligently. I mean, you know, to teach somebody diligently means to show, you know, show the care for what you're trying to teach them, you know. So it said diligent unto your children. It said teach them. That's why this nation's where it is, because we've forgotten what God has told us through his word, that young people don't even know about Jesus, and a lot of the old ones either, because this is the worst I've seen, as I said on last week. This is the worst I've seen since I've been, you know, in the Lord. It said, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be a frontlet between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on the gates, on thy gates. Verse 10 says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto his fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digging, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Have you ever been bound? He's talking about bound in sin. It says, and thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and thou shalt swear only by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods, or the gods of the people which are around about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Yes, Lord. You know, here he is talking about, you know, this is why this nation is where it is, because the word of God said we are to teach our children, and, you know, teach your children, your sons, and your daughters, you know, about the word of God. He said teach them diligently. That means continuously. And by not just telling them, but by showing them how they should live for God here in the earth. Yes, here in the earth. You know, because Satan was kicked out to the earth. I keep telling you, I'm trying to break it down so you can get this visual picture. Satan was kicked out of heaven because he wanted to take over. And hell was only meant for him. You know, in the word of God, it said in the beginning was heaven and the earth. It didn't even mention anything about hell. because hell was not to be, but because, you know, Satan wanted to take over heaven, just like these people today. When we look around in this earth, they want to take over the earth, just like Satan wanted to take over heaven. That's what's going on today. The Bible says, you know, it starts in our home. You know, it says when you sit up, you know, in your home, and when you're walking outside your home, and when you're rising up, and when you go to bed, you know, keep Jesus on your mind. Get the word of God in your heart. This is the worst. Like I said, this is the worst. This is a lost generation. That's why there's so much going on and no biblical truth, nowhere in violence, filling the land everywhere you look. In Genesis 6 and 11, talks about violence, filling the land. Read it. Read it for yourself. Get it for yourself. We're here at the Ready Church. We're trying to help you get ready. I don't know if you see the signs, but, oh, my God, you should be able to see the times have changed. Laws have changed, and they constantly changing. And the word of God told us in Daniel chapter 7 and 25, he warned us that the times would change. And you look around, times have changed. You know, you can't even tell, you know, winter from summer, and, you know, seasons have changed, you know. Even in the summertime, it feel like wintertime, and then wintertime, it feel like summertime. Oh, my God. All these were predicted in the word of God. He gave everything you need to know about what's taking place in the earth right now. It's in the word of God. But like I said, this is a lost generation. You know, as you read in Deuteronomy chapter 7, 8, 9, because I was reading, I started in chapter 6, and it got so good, I just kept right on going until I got to chapter 9, and I know I'm not going to be able to get through all of that tonight with you, but I tell you, read it. Get it for yourself. Did you just not hear? He said, teach it. Teach it diligently to your children and to your children's children. I mean, these young people don't know anything about God in the home no more. All they see is violence and, you know, filling the land in the home and out of the home. You know, murder on the rampant, divorce on the rampant, you know, abortion on the rampant. It's just so many things. But here, as you continue to read in this chapter, it's about warning, you know, warning them about being disobedient. This nation is where they are because of disobedience. You see, there's two mindsets, you know, in this world. Yes, there's two mindsets in this world. There's a biblical mindset and there's a secular worldview. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. You know, the first one, you know, God is the focus, you know, on God. To have a God-like mind, a Christian mind, you know, in Philippians 2 and 5. Let's go there. This is Bible study. Get your Bible. Sometimes, you know, you just feel like people don't even want to hear you, and you don't even want to say anything about, you know, the word, because people are just so hard-hearted and so stiff-necked today, you know? They don't want to hear about Jesus or all his word and how he want to come in and change you. I mean, they see so much stuff going on in the world, some people don't even believe no more. And that's the trick of Satan, to bring in doubt in your mind that God is a true and living God. I said, the second chapter and the fifth verse. It says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. So that's why I say, you know, there's two mindsets. There's a biblical mindset, and we want the biblical mindset to be the one that we just read. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's rooted in wisdom and in the knowledge of Christ. That's what you want. That's what you want. In Deuteronomy, let's go to Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Say, you know, that I wrote down a lot of scriptures in there. in a way you can just go back to it. But what Hosea 4 and 6 is saying, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's why we're where we at. No knowledge of God. Everything is secular, and secular means without God. That's rejecting Christ. That's a hatred, you know, for Christ, secular, anti-Christ, against Christ. That's the world's view that is, you know, that you're hearing today. That's the wisdom of man, not the wisdom of God, you know. That's why I say there's two mindsets. Which mind you have? This word right here just said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. That's a do right mind. Don't you want to do right? You can't do right with a do wrong mind. It starts with your mind. And like I said, every time I come to bring the word of God, you know, principalities and powers in the air be trying to, you know, trying to get in the way so that you can't hear the word, and trying to, you know, confuse my thoughts and stuff so that I can't get a word out. But the devil is a liar on today. He is a liar. So you want the mind of Christ, not the world's or secular mind, you know, of rejecting God. A lot of these so-called Christians have crossed over to secular. And secular means without God. Anti means, when you hear about Antichrist, anti. Anything anti is against. That's the world's view, you know. But we want the mind of Christ today, where it said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, you know. But man wants you to focus your attention on yourself and on them. That's the secular mind. That's the mind without Christ. That's why Satan was kicked out, because he wanted to take over heaven. And these men in the earth, as I said, these tower builders now, they want to take over the earth. They want to run the earth just like Satan wanted to run heaven and got kicked out. These men want to run the earth. Psalms 9 and 17 says, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. That's in the word, y'all. Hell. Hell is real. Just like I always say, y'all, hell is just as real as heaven. Of course, a lot of people don't want to hear about hell. Just want to hear, you know, about heaven. But the Bible says in Psalm 9:17, a nation without God, you know, shall be cast into hell. So this mindset is in the world today, you know, and it's permeating all across the nation. You know, it's saturated with filth. It's filled up with filth. That's why the laws and everything has changed, and all the filthiness has come in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The laws have changed. You know, to govern this land, all the laws have changed. Men's with men and women with women. No, see, people don't want to hear the truth. In the beginning, God made woman and made man and woman and then children. I know y'all don't want to hear it, but we need to get back to the word of God so that this nation can, you know, get back to the word so that, you know, we can live, we can have life in the word. There's life in the word. But if the enemy can keep you away from the word, you know, he can destroy you. The word of God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of it, from not having knowledge. Knowledge is power. Yes. Yeah, but this nation is no longer a Christian nation. That's what, who said that? Obama. And a lot of y'all signed up for him. Yeah, y'all voted for him. Then you think about, you know, y'all just looking at the color of his skin, not his morals, not his values and stuff. Just signing your name, just co-signing, you know, just putting your name on anything, you know. Obama said that we are no longer a Christian nation. Watch what you're listening to. It was put out in the atmosphere. through what? The television, tell you a vision. Yeah. Whatever you see with your eyes, a lot of times that's what you go after. You know, and the Bible says there's no good thing in your flesh. The television tells you a vision. Yes, it do. You know, by the things you see. Sometimes, you know, even a commercial ad for hamburger, you go running down there to get your hamburger. You weren't even thinking about a hamburger until you saw it on that television. And then you want to run and go get one, even a car or whatever, you know, whatever you see on that television, which my husband used to say was a hell of a vision. It's telling you a vision. Y'all, we got to get back to the Word of God. You got to judge what's being said to you. The church is in the state it's in because of these ungodly men that came in the house of God to destroy the house of God. And the Bible says the Ichabod is on the door of the doorpost of the house of God, meaning that the Spirit of the Lord has departed. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing in this nation. The gates flew open and everything came in. Even Jake say, you know, you're going to forget about everything you know about God. Yeah. And look around. Here's one of them. Look at the people, morals and values now. He hypnotized you and mesmerized you with all his little fancy word and his little fancy clothes and enticing you and everything when the Word of God said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Talking about, you know, enticing words of man's wisdom. Not God, but man's wisdom. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 4. I ain't just telling you stuff off the top of my head. I'm telling you what the Word says. In 2 Corinthians chapter. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 2. And verse 4. What does it say? It says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. And the power of God, y'all. But these people, you know, they're like, oh, you know, DDJ, so, I mean, everybody just lifting him up. Look at all the pieces to the puzzle. Him and Oprah. Him and Tyler Perry. Him and Steve Harvey. The church and the world. How can two walk together except when they agree? Right? So it must be some agreement here. And the Word of God says, we're in this world and not of this world. I mean, if everybody loving you, everybody lifting you up and praising you, giving you praises, because you're none of his. That's what the Word of God says, you're none of his. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're none of his. Because you're lifting up man and not lifting up God, because they're enticing words. They mesmerize you and hypnotize you through their words, you know. Oh, my God. That's why we're where we are. Because even Adam and Eve, you know, they was placed in the garden and they were told what they was to do. But they let the serpent, the snake, come and whisper into their ear. And they began to doubt God. Eve began to doubt God. God already gave her instructions. God has given us instruction. We came in this world without him, but we have his instruction. It's his word. It teaches us how to live. We just got through reading it. It says, train up your child in the way of the Lord. That's what it's talking about. Train them when you get up in the morning. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to believe God and to trust God. Teach them how to do the right thing, even when the enemy is trying to teach them to do the wrong thing. That's your job. And that's why this nation is where it is now, because of rebellion against God. Man wants to do his own thing and not what God's will. He wants to do his own will. But the Bible said, not my will, Lord, but thy will. be done. Let God's will be done in your life. You trying to make plans. You think you know what's best for you. You don't know. Only God knows. When you let him lead you, he'll lead you all the way. All the way. He'll show you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, and how to do it, how to go about it. When you trust him. But this nation, you know, like I said, these Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. And then when they disobeyed God, they were kicked out of the garden. You can no longer stay in the place that you were in God when you disobey. They were kicked out. They was kicked out of the garden because they listened to the serpent that came and brought doubt. See, somebody that brings doubt to your mind, doubt about God, you know. And then it was brought to them, and they betrayed Jesus, just like Judas. They betrayed him. They betrayed Jesus by not obeying him, by not keeping his word. They was no longer in the same place. Yeah. And that's in Genesis 3:9. The seducer. He comes to seduce you and to take you away from the things of God. And the Bible warned us that this day was coming. This, what we're seeing today in the church and in the world today, it's not new. God had already warned us through his word. If you kept on reading and you kept on seeking God and you kept on watching as well as praying and staying alert and keeping your guard up, then you understand what's taking place today. Even with the Antichrist coming on the scene, because we know that this nation is anti-God. You know, they hate God. They don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Don't want to hear you say anything about God or Jesus, because they know it's something about that name. It's still power in that name, y'all. It's still deliverance in that name. It's still healing in that name. It's still everything that you need in that name, in spite of what you're seeing going on around in the world today. Jesus, he's still the answer. Oh, yes, don't let the Satan bring doubt to you out of all what God has done for you. You know, seducer comes to seduce you, like I said, and it's in 1 Timothy 4:15. Y'all write these scriptures down. Go back and read them. When you're home alone, read your word, our daily bread. The word of God to give us our daily bread. You eat physically every day. Every day. You either eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But you eat. You're feeding your natural body. You need to feed your spirit. The word of God. Give us our daily bread. The word of God said, man shall not live by bread alone. That's talking about physical bread. Like I say, you know, but you need that spiritual food, that spiritual food to help your mind, to nourish your body, to keep you on that straight and narrow path. Because, oh, my God, the wide road, a lot of people on it. And it leads to destruction. And like I said, Adam and Eve fell in the garden, you know, and that's why Jesus had to come. He came to restore man back to God because sin separated us. Sin separated Adam and Eve from God. When they disobeyed him, it separated them from God. So he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for you and I. That's why he came. To restore us back to God. You can be restored back to God today. Oh, yes, because sin has separated you from God. Your rebellion has separated you from God. And the word of God says rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. It's a spell on your mind to not to believe God, not to trust God, not to read your word, not to pray. Not to seek God, but think you can just do things on your own. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you need to read 1 Samuel 15:23. 1 Samuel This is Bible study. This is something that a lot of people are not doing. They're not reading their word. That's why your mind all like it is. You know, you don't know what to think. You don't know what to do. And you don't know where the answer is. The answer's in Jesus. It's in the word. Give us our daily bread. 1 Samuel. First Samuel 15. First Samuel 15 and 23. I hope you got your words. Who goes to class without your books? And your pencil and your paper. Because you need to go back. You can't comprehend all these things. That's why you need to go back and study. And read your word. Your daily bread. It was our daily bread. 15 and 23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. See, I'm not just telling you things off the top of my head. I'm going to give you the word. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity of idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why the state of this nation is in the state of sin. You see through media and, you know, the advertisement, through education. The church has become an educated fool. Yes, an educated fool. Because of the ungodliness that's crept in. And even some of these professors that's teaching you theology and not neology, as my husband would say, to keep you, you know, from the things of God and you not recognizing that they're trying to trick you up. You know, a lot of them professors in there, they're teaching you about God, but not the true and living God. They've been paid to take you away from truth. A lot of people going to school for, you know, to be a minister. You need to get on your knees. Get on your knees and seek God. And, you know, he will instruct you. Oh, yes. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Because like I said, some of these professors not even saved, you know. They're being paid, though, to trick you from the word of God, giving you a new word. And if it's new, like I always say, it's not true. You got to stick to the word of God, the pure word of God, pure, unadulterated word. But all you see today is, you know, stuff that's coming in through the media, like I said, through the airwaves. You know, principalities and powers of the air. That's why he said, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand. And having done all, you can stand. That's the only way I can stand. I have to stay in the word of God. I have to seek God for the answer. Seek God for the instructions in your life. But like I said, with all this stuff, with the media and advertising this and advertising that, and, you know, it's, oh, and entertainment this and entertainment that. Oh, my God. I mean, people love to be entertained. Yeah. And Satan knows it. And that's why he brought in all this filth. These stand-up comedies and all this stuff in the house of God. It's a shame. This stuff was brought in. These were doorways that the Bible talks about in Revelation 18, every foul spirit is in the house of God because the men, the so-called men of God, allowed the stuff to come in. They put these men up there with these filthy comedies and stuff, talking about Christian comedy. Stop. You know, come on, we got to make the saints laugh a little. They just got to have a little fun, you know. Oh, my God, yeah, you having fun while people being killed and violence still in the land. you know, and people need to know there's hope, and y'all stand up in the church laughing while the enemy is laughing too, because he know he taking y'all mind away from spiritual things and getting y'all that carnal mind, that fleshly mind, that selfish mind. All these selfies, it's all about you. No. And he laughing at the church. He know that all this stuff done came in. That's what he wanted. And these people was hired for this assignment. They crept in unaware on you. Let the saints laugh a little bit. Why you laughing? Like I said, the devil laughing too. Because he know you being entertaining your flesh. And ain't nothing good in it. You know, ungodly and filthiness coming in, you know, through these comedies like Tyler Perry dressing up like a woman, you know, when the Bible talks about that too. I mean, cussing, they brought in cussing, they brought in fighting and, you know, and he come in with guns and all that stuff. Y'all think that's funny? Yeah. All this filthiness, joking, cussing, fussing, you know? And even one that T.D. Jakes did, I was thinking back over where, I think that was called Woman Out Loose or something too, where the lady be at the altar and she asked for forgiveness and somebody killed her right at the altar. Now, you know, that was nothing but the devil to come in and try to destroy God's house at the altar. Altar, y'all, like God won't forgive you, you know, he had that person to kill him at the altar. All this stuff, the suggestions to mesmerize you and to con you and to fool you and to trick you that God don't really exist. You know, the devil is something else. Yeah, he ain't stupid, but he tried to make you to be. By not keeping your guard up and not watching and not praying. Yeah, he used all these so-called men of God that sold out to come in and destroy the church. Tyler Perry, like I said, a man dressed up in a woman's outfit. The Bible speaks against that. Let's go to Deuteronomy 22:5. Let's just deal with this stuff. Get your mind back right. Get your mind back. Your mind back. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You better hurry up. We're running out of time. The Antichrist and the mark of the beast is on the scene. Come to kill, steal, and destroy you. The men of the earth is thinking that they're controlling things. New laws. Changing everything. Changing what was right into wrong. Deuteronomy 22:5. It says, the woman shall not wear that which is pertaining unto a man, and neither shall a man put on woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Okay, come on, y'all. Let's get it together here. Let's get it together. Church, you need to wake up. You've been seduced. Oh, yes, you've been manipulated, dominated, yeah, and controlled by Satan, using some of these ungodly men to destroy your life. Let's go to Psalm 14:1. You say, oh, yeah, well, I don't believe. Okay. And since you don't believe, let's see what the words say about you. Because that's all we got is the word of God to lead us from heaven, from earth to glory. The word have I hid in my heart. You got to get it in your heart. Not just in your head, but in your heart. Psalm 14:1. What does it say? Since y'all don't believe. What it say? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. What is it? A fool? Is that you? It don't have to be. It says a fool has they said in his heart, there is no God. A lot of people that was once in the church, you know, once believed, no longer believe, because like I said, the serpent Like he went up to Adam and Eve and, you know, and changed their mind. He had to bring doubt first. See, that's what the devil has to do. He has to get you to doubt God first, you know, and then when you doubt God, then you doubt his word. And then after a while, you look, you're gone. You're powerless. You're ungodly. You're unholy. You're unsanctified, you know, and unsatisfied. Yeah. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It says you're a fool, y'all. You don't have to be. You don't have to be, because you can pick up this word just like me. He said, because what I say to one, I say to all. What go for me, go for you. If I got to live right, you do too. You know? If you want to make heaven your home, now you don't really have to. If you don't want heaven to be your home, then you go ahead and listen to Satan. Because I told you, there are two mindsets. There's a godly mindset with the knowledge of Christ, and there's an ungodly, which is secular, which means without God. Now, you can either have a mind with God or without him. But if you have it without him, the word just said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Don't let that fool be you. Yeah. Don't let it be you. The word of God said judgment must begin in the house of God, because he already knew that all this stuff was coming. He already knew what the enemy was up to. Oh, yeah. When he was kicked out into the earth, he knew what he was up to. He told you. He said, I'm going to and fro, forth to deceive the whole world. Aren't you on the earth? Aren't you in the world? That's what Satan came to do. He was kicked out. No, he can't go back to heaven. That's what hell was made for him. And those demons, those angels that became demons once they fell. That's what hell was meant for them, y'all, not for you. But because if you don't want to hear and you don't want to believe and you want to be that fool that the word just said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God, then hell is for you too. It's a shame that judgment, yeah, the word of God said judgment must begin in the house of God, because we're no longer praying. The house of God is supposed to be a house of prayer. A house of praise, a house of worship, a house of getting the word of God to teach you how to live right and your family to live right. You heard it. He said, teach it to your children, to your children's children. Yeah, every day. He said, from rising up to sunset. Yeah, train your children to pray and to seek the Lord. His word. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Like I said, judgment must begin in the house of God, because so much stuff that the gates been open. You know, and Revelation 18 said, every foul spirit is in the house of God. And some of these preachers are manipulated, you know, manipulated you, you know, on books. I mean, even Jason, all of them got their own little Bible now. What's wrong with the word of God? They're selling books in the house of God, clothes in the house of God, jewelry in the house of God. Yeah, fashion shows in the house of God, Hollywood in the church. Yeah. Lord have mercy. Jake said, let's see, what he said. He going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left here. Now, who does that? You going to look up at the dirt and say you did what you wanted to do before you leave, before you left? I don't think so. And he also said that, you know, God's word don't give you detail. See how they switch up on you? Y'all better pay attention to what people saying to you. Why? Why the Bible don't give you details? That's what it does. It gives you instructions, basic instructions for your life before leaving here. That's what it does. Oh, my God. But these so-called men of God with their tricks and their gimmicks and schemes tricking you, done manipulated you and done brought you low. No morals, no values.
and him with that woman dollar, loose, and then saying, get ready, and y'all didn't know what you were getting ready for, did you? And he up there dancing on that, up there on that video. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deceiving a lot of people. He even said himself, silly women. That's who he was ministering to. Woman, thou are loose. He called y'all silly women. And y'all worship the ground he walks on. Anybody say anything about him? Watch you worship God. Watch you worship Jesus. That's who you're supposed to be worshiping. He's just a man just like you. You know? Got to die just like you. Got to give an account just like you. I'm telling you, everybody got to get their focus back right. The Antichrist spirit is in the earth, and Jesus is soon to come. And the mark of the beast system is getting prepared and using these men to do it. They building them empires right here, you know, on this earth. And he said that too. He said, my heaven's right here on earth. Yes, did Pastor Jake say that? Yes, he did. Y'all need to go back and listen to what people are saying to you. They come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's who they're working for. You're either working for God or you're working for the devil. You cannot work for both. Yeah. And he also had one that said, shaping the nation. Him shaping the nation? God's word is enough. He said, in the beginning was God. In the beginning was God. Not in the beginning was Jakes or Joel or none of these other preachers. In the beginning was God, y'all. Y'all better get yourself into the word of God and stop putting your trust and faith in these men and look to God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Get your Bible. Yeah. Get your Bible. Oh. Run for your life. For your life. This is not new. Even in Moses, you know, time, you know, God gave him the Ten Commandments. He was giving us instruction for our life. And this nation has done, I'm telling you, done giving up everything. Giving up the right for the wrong. What was right is now wrong. He said evil would be good and good would be evil. And we look around and that's what we see. You know, but, you know, even, like I said, even in the time with Moses, you know, God already knew that these people were going to be influenced by, you know, the world's mindset around them, these pagan nations. That's what's going on. Yep, they brought in all this stuff, all these little knickknacks and all this stuff from other countries and other nations, you know? Now look at America. American idols. When the Bible specifically told us no idols. But I tell you, when they brought in American Idol, that's another thing. Just the doors just flew right open. Every man started looking to themselves. Everybody become idol. This is, you know, my favorite this and my favorite that and my favorite singer, my favorite sports player, oh my God, this nation is full of idols. Pagan gods. Oh, he already knew it. God had already gave, you know, the specific instructions. He's given us instructions. The covenant was a command to teach our children and teach your children's children. 40 years, you know, Israel wandered around in the wilderness because of disobedience. And look at this nation. No longer a Christian nation. That's what Obama said, no longer a Christian nation. Why? Because they put their stamp of approval on these leaders that was ungodly. And Trump is the worst. He's the worst. He's the worst president I ever seen. Cussing. I mean, and then the church put they sign their name to that, talking about they want to get their voice back. How did you lose your voice? Behind money. And when Trump left, yeah, he made them promises. Yeah, he even said it himself. Yeah, he said it. The church want me to help them get their voice back. How did you lose your voice? Because Ezra chapter, I think, 6 or 7 said, you know, leave God's house alone. You shouldn't have never. Everything is in here. Let's go to Ezra chapter 6. Everything is in here. Warning signs all through here. Telling us the do's and don'ts. Everywhere you go, there's rules. But you don't think God's house should have them. No, you don't tell me what to do. I just do what I want to do. You know, a nation without God. Israel. Israel chapter 6 or 7. Israel chapter 6 or 7. No, he said, leave God's house alone. There's a chapter 6. Come back to that. Well, I know it says to leave God's house alone. Should have never. He never mixed. He should come out from amongst them and be separate. I won't come back to that. But anyway, yeah, he said leave his house alone. Leave God's house alone. And they know, you know. They know. And we know. They should not have no, what is it? Ezra 6 and chapters, I mean, Ezra 6 and verse 7. Let's go there. It said, yes, it said, let the work of this house of God alone. So everything is in here, y'all. Okay, we have our instructions, the do's and don'ts. Yes, you have do's and don'ts on your job, what you can do and what you can't do. Certain time to eat, a certain time to be at work, a certain time. Come on. Rules everywhere. Signs everywhere. You never seen so many people with hand signs. And oh, I just heard the other day, one of my grandchildren, only a great-grandchild, throwing up her finger, you know. It's a sign, ain't it? Evidently. Because she was being chastised for doing it. Signs. The hand signs, people using their hands. But you didn't always do that. It just came about since this millennium. Yeah, people throwing up them devil signs, trying to make it talk about love and all that. No, it ain't. That ain't no sign of love. That's a sign from Satan. Even rock stars years ago, they were throwing up them same signs that you're talking about today that's supposed to be good, and they were doing all sorts of things, you know? At these rock and roll clubs and all this stuff. Come on, y'all. Signs, symbols, and signs are for you, to warn you of impending danger. Now, you look back at a lot of these young people that's doing all kinds of things and, you know, and the enemy's setting traps for them. Yeah, y'all go back and look at their page and look at stuff. what were they doing? Holding up the devil sign. Hands. Come on, y'all. It ain't just I'm just holding up my hand. Why is everybody doing it? If everybody doing it, something wrong with it. You better wake up and see the sign. And it's in this word. Watch and pray. Stay alert. And be ready when Jesus comes. Be like the five wise and not the five foolish. Keep your guard up through the word of God. Yes, keep your guard up. Like I said, American Idol's everywhere. Sunday's best. Sunday's best. Lord have mercy. All these things that people are starting to worship each other. Looking to men and looking to women and, oh, they, oh, you the best and you the queen this and king that and, oh, the great Jason, the great this. And, oh, my God, God is the only one. God is great and he's greatly to be praised. God is the only one can save you. He's the only one can heal you. He's the only one that can deliver you. He's the only one can keep you. Now, if that ain't great, I don't know what is. God is great, okay? No man, God is great and greatly to be praised today. Get your mind back. Get your focus back. Get it back where? How you get it back clear is through the word of God. The eyes is a wonder to your soul. Get your eyes and put it on the word. And let the word get inside of you. By you reading God's word, studying God's word, meditating on God's word, seeking God's word, seeking it while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. There's going to come a time when you're going to want it and you won't be able to find it. Yeah. That's in there too. There's going to come a time you're going to want the word and can't find it. Oh, for real? Yes. Amos. I think chapter 9, is that right? Amos chapter. We just want to give you the word. Everything got to be lined up with the word of God. If it ain't in the word, leave it alone. If it's new, just leave it alone. It's not true. It's not no new nothing. Jesus says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, he don't change. His word don't change. It remains the same. And what he says for me, it goes for you. Oh, yes. Let's go to Isaiah 16, too. Isaiah 16. This is Bible study, right? You got your Bible. I hope you got your Bible, and I hope you're studying. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness. That's what's going on right now. Why is everything done in the dark? Go to churches in the dark. That's what a club does. In the dark. You don't go to no club and dance in the light. They dancing in the dark. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it now in the church. Behold, darkness. The darkness shall cover the earth. Darkness is cover the earth. That's why we got so much violence in the land, murdering families, murdering one another, sisters and brothers killing one another. And it started in the garden. It started in the garden. Oh, yeah. Said darkness cover the earth. And gross darkness. It's going to get worse, y'all. And they don't get no better things. They don't get no better. Even the devil knew that. That was a song out years ago that the world even brought out. Things they don't get no better because the devil already knew that he's trying to imitate God. You know? But it can get better for you today. And Amos 8 and 11, that's where we were going. Amos Everything got to be lined up with the word. We're trying to help you here at the Ready Church. Want you to be ready when Jesus coming. He's coming. He's coming. All the signs are here. He's coming. Want you to seek the Lord while he may be found. Amos chapter 8. We didn't forget a few months ago. 8 and verse 11 says, behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, and not a famine of bread, not no physical bread, food, or what you know, we eating. He said, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. So while you can hear it, there's going to be a famine. There's going to be a lack of it. It's not going to be your Bible. You won't even be able to find a Bible. They'll probably be coming in taking the word of God. That's why it's so important you get the word of God in your heart. Get it in your heart. So when you can't get to a Bible, you have the word, you know, in your heart. And it'll rise up inside of you. And you'll know he will still lead you and guide you. But if you don't put nothing in, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Zero from zero leaves zero. You put nothing in, you get nothing out. You got to study God's word daily. Give us our daily bread. Yes. Read your word. You say, well, I had to go to work too early. Get up earlier. Get up before the sun, before the S-U-N come out. Get in touch with the S-O-N, the Son of God. Yes. Make time for him. You make time for everything else. Some of y'all stay on y'all cell phone all day long. You're going all strolling all down, looking at everybody, what everybody else doing. How about your own personal life? Jesus is going to come knocking at your door real soon. You don't know when and you don't know where. Said, no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming. He's coming like a thief to you. You don't know when you're going to leave here. Nobody knows when you're going to leave. That's why it pays to be ready, to be, you know, like the five wise and not the five foolish. Yes. Oh, my God. We here at the Ready Church just want to help you to be ready. Because we know that Jesus is soon to come and the mark of the beast system is getting in place right now. And we read about it on the other day when I had y'all to read in Revelation 14. The mark of the beast, y'all. You know, you ain't going to be able to buy or sell except for you have the mark. Even with these vaccinations and, you know, that, you know, they putting stuff in your body. You don't know what they're putting in there. A lot of people was okay, but once they took the vaccination, their body started reacting and rejecting whatever they had in there. You don't know. That's why you got to put your trust in the Almighty God. He's your only hope. He's my only hope. He's our only help in a day and time like this. People think everything going back to normal. Oh, this is the new norm, right? The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But this earth going to pass away. But God's word is going to stand. Oh, yes. And the enemy is always mocking God. Even with this new world order. If you read in Revelation. And even Bush himself, the senior Bush, said he's forging. Oh, yeah. Forging means not real. So they taking things from the word of God and trying to use it. Yeah, that's what the devil do. He's not an original. He's a copycat. Oh, yes. For God's word. Jesus is real, y'all. The children of Israel, they soon forgot what God has done for them. Forgot how God brought them out. With a strong hand, with a mighty hand, he brought you out. All of us has been in some type of predicament if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. A lot of us been gone. I know I would have been dead a long time ago if it hadn't been for God's grace and his mercy. I said, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, I'll run on and see what end going to be. I'm going to run on, y'all. Might not have a lot of people running with me, but I'm going to run on. It ain't about that, because you're going to stand before God by yourself. Give an account by yourself. Oh, yes. You're going to stand before God, and everything will be played back. Gonna roll the tape back, roll the video back. Here, right here on sister date, sister time, you know, I extended, you know, my word to you for you to accept me, and you still rejected me, you know. Oh, he gonna play it back. Whole lot of time you could have did right and you did wrong. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I said, there's going to be a new heaven on the earth. And like I said, a lot of these, you just keep watching the pieces to the puzzle, all of them coming together. The singers, you got idol singers, gospel singers. Oh, that's my idol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even Bishop Jay, I heard him talk about he had an idol. What's her name? Can't think of the girl's name. Jennifer Hudson is his idol. That's what TDJ said. She's my idol. But these are pastors and preachers that's supposed to be leading you and preaching the truth to you and preaching the word of God, but yet deceiving you. The word of God said, many shall be deceived, but don't let it be you. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word tonight. We pray, oh God, as usual, oh God, that you would unstop deaf ears. Take the scales off our eyes, God. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to call on your name, to repent from our sin. Turn away completely from our sin. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. And Lord, help us to help make heaven our home. In these last and evil days, help us to be that ready church without spot, without wrinkles in our lives. We pray that he that has an ear will hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready church. Be ready. You may call us, 518-517-1963. Calling you on the air. Calling you on the air. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you. Thank God for the word. I was kind of late tonight because I didn't know you were going to be online.
Well, hallelujah, anyhow. We thank you for listening. Pray that we said something to help you along your way. Talking about the mindset, you either have one or the other. You have a godly mind or a secular mind, which is without God. We pray that you won't be the one with this without God.
Yeah.
God bless you.
I don't want to be the one without God. Yes, I want to be better when Jesus comes. Do not want to be left behind.
Amen. Because we see a sign. We really see the sign. It's getting close. Getting close and close every day. Said darkness and darkness. We here, the Ready Church, just want to help y'all to be ready. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Welcome.
Is that a call? Oh.
Dick is more.